From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs. Arkansas Samuel Conlon Nancarrow was born October 27, 1912 in Texarkana in Miller County. His mother, Myra Brady, was a pianist. His New York native father, Samuel Charles Nancarrow, was the city's mayor in the late 1920s and an affluent industrialist. Conlon loved music and played the trumpet and scandalized his parents by reading socialist tracts. The younger Nancarrow was thus shipped off to an Illinois military school, but he used the opportunity to study music. Similarly, later, Nancarrow's father sent 15-year-old Conlon to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee to learn engineering, but after a semester, Conlon ended up at Cincinnati College in Ohio, again studying music. Conlon Nancarrow admired Bach and also jazz and blues artists like Earl Hines and Bessie Smith. He continued studying music and composition through the 1930s, including conducting a WPA orchestra during the Great Depression. Nancarrow returned to Arkansas after being wounded in Spain fighting against Franco's fascists. He was later denied a passport in the U.S. for his participation in the Spanish Civil War and subsequently moved to Mexico City in 1940. Nancarrow became a Mexican citizen in 1956. While in Mexico, Conlon Nancarrow began working on the music that would make his name as a composer with a singular vision. The Arkansas had long been displeased with the way mere mortals played his intricate music, so Conlon Nancarrow began composing with player pianos in mind. He machine-punched his notes into player piano rolls. Soon, Nancarrow was composing for multiple player pianos, layering his frenzied rhythms and melodies atop one another. He added shellac and strips of tin to his piano hammers to give the notes a crispness amongst the forceful playing.
Let's say you have two times going, two tempi going at the same time. You know, if you have one going and something else and whatever. If you have both at the same, let's say, melodic proportions, it's easier to follow the temporal changes. So, in other words, if, you know, say one starts off this way, if it's the same melody, you don't have to follow the melody. You're just hearing the temporal relationship. So if it's the same melody going, I mean, it's easier for me. I just have to do it once.
Word began to spread about this composer with the unusual sound and methods. In 1969, Conlon Nancarrow's debut album, Studies for Player Piano, was released on Columbia Records. A better recorded four-volume series for the smaller 1750 Arch Records helped solidify his reputation. In 1977, Nancarrow's scores were published for the first time. He toured Europe and the U.S. in the 1980s, where his complex compositions caused sensations well beyond the classical world. Miller County native was awarded a MacArthur Fellowship in 1982 at age 70. The Paul Soccer Foundation in Switzerland obtained and preserves Nancarrow's piano rolls and manuscripts. Samuel Conlon Nancarrow died August 10, 1997 in Mexico City, Mexico. His centennial was observed in his old hometown of Texarkana in 2012 with Nancarrow's son and widow in attendance. Musicians and the listening public are still catching up with the compositions of Conlon Nancarrow. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook.